call our question, well, actually we have two of them. The first one we would like to consider is thinking about how close 2012 is, and just now learning channeling for most of the people in this group. We're wondering, what can we expect to be our service in these last few years if we're learning channeling and wish to be of service to others via that channeling art?
We are those known to you as the principal of Ukuo. Greetings, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this day. It is such a pleasure to be called to your circle of seeking. We thank you for this privilege and pleasure and assure you that the beauty of your combined auras as you create this sacred space for this session of working is simply beautiful. We are most happy to speak with you this day upon the question of what place channeling has at the end of this third density and beginning of fourth. As always, as we speak, we would ask that you monitor your own reactions to our thoughts and take only those thoughts from what we say that resonate to you, so that it is almost as if we had said something which you already knew but had perhaps forgotten momentarily. That is the kind of resonance that makes for very fruitful work. It is an empty exercise to attempt to learn those things which do not resonate to you. We would much rather that you leave those behind, for we do not expect to hit the mark with every person all the time. We only give thanks that we have the opportunity to attempt to share thoughts that we hope will be helpful to you as well as to us. You ask about the channeling that you have been working on this weekend. You ask precisely what use is it, given that there is little time until 2012. And we would answer that in two ways, my friends. First of all, we would discuss its use within what is left of your third density. Those precious 5 years between 2007 and 2012. You have just begun that 5 year period of 2008 to the end of 2012. In that 5 years, you will be able to build upon that which has gone before you. That which has gone before you began long ago in the work of Jesus the Christ and those which came after Jesus the Christ who wished to speak of unconditional love. There have been many voices among your prophets, priests, and seers. And each voice has spoken to certain entities and helped those entities to awaken. In this present time, as some of you have mentioned in your discussion, moving around the circle before this meditation, this group has been consistently offering a voice of love. And it continues to do so at this time. At first, this voice was heard by very few. It would surprise this instrument and the one known as Jim to know how far the voice of love that they have been able to offer through their instruments has carried. It has indeed carried to the ends of the earth. It has done its part in bringing the planetary population of Earth close to a tipping point. The one known as Carol has spoken of the 100th monkey effect, and we would speak of that as well. From the hunger of a few who wished to seek the truth, there has been given as gift from person to person and group to group that same hunger. It is an infectious hunger, and it spreads because the nature of third density entities is to have that hunger. And so that hunger keeps surfacing no matter what else is occurring within your culture. And as the energies of repression and fear have moved heaven and earth, literally, to bring the planetary population to a point of permanent fear and submission, they have, in effect, shot their bolt. They have come to the end of what they can do with fear, violence, and war. Whereas the voice of love has only just begun. So the purpose of channeling during this last 5 years is to continue that spread of positively oriented material which may be of help to those who are seeking spiritually in the polarity of service to others. As the one known as Latos said earlier in this weekend, each voice that offers to channel our words is unique. Each is as a certain kind of stained glass window that has colorations that to each of you may seem to be defects of character, limitations of spirit. And yet we say to you that those self-same quirks of character and spirit that color your thoughts, give a pleasing color to our voice of love. And as you attempt to speak our words through your instrument, you shall create new stories, new ways of saying that one simple statement, all is one. And that one thing is love. It is a great blessing to us when there are new entities through whom we may speak And so we thank each of you for the attempt to open your channels. We thank you also for your courage and your integrity. It is important to offer these thanks to you, for you perhaps do not feel very courageous, and yet to break free of the taboos against speaking thoughts without knowing ahead of time what they shall be or how they shall develop is a great departure from those safe rules of conduct of your culture. We hope that as you continue to develop your channel and to serve in this way, you shall find satisfaction in your part in bringing ever closer this tipping point upon planet Earth. We realize that it is difficult to imagine what shall happen after the year 2012, since that is when third density ends and fourth density begins. And we can only describe to you that which is to occur by asking you to realize that all of the densities of planet Earth within this octave, 1 through 7, are nested together and interpenetrate each other, much as the various channels on your television set are nested together, being picked up by the same transmitters and receivers and being available by the turn of the knob from one to another to another. Indeed, there are those among your peoples who are able to switch from the channel of third density to the channel of fourth density now, and who can somewhat reliably report on the development of fourth density. Fourth density indeed is fully formed at this time, because it would violate the free will of third density entities. Fourth density chooses not to be seen, not to be visible to the five senses of your human bodies. Yet it is impossible to eliminate or hide the vibrations of fourth density, which are interpenetrating third density at this time. Indeed, it is not even desirable to attempt to hide or remove these waves upon waves of fourth density energy, for they are another part of that which is enabling the last of those who would be harvested at the end of third density on planet Earth to do their work, to proceed, and to polarize to the extent that they shall, with no trouble whatsoever, walk the steps of light that lead into fourth density. However, the third density Earth has absorbed a great deal of the accumulated neglect that speaks to the racial karma of many, many of those who are upon planet Earth at this time, who have come to this planet from planets in which their own third density was interrupted by their removing the ability to live a third density existence on their home planet. In some cases, they have even blown their planet to smithereens. In other cases, they have simply rendered the planet, or in Atlantis's case, the continent, uninhabitable. There has been an ever-increasing energy among those who are incarnate upon planet Earth at this time towards desiring to retake the reins of stewardship of Gaia, of Mother Earth, and to administer healing and restoration to the planet, which has been so loving and so good to them and has been their home. And this shall continue for some hundreds of your years to be that great work which many who graduate from third density wish to accomplish before they move on into other lessons. So at this time, there is a tremendous energy of new life and new growth upon your planet due to the influx of fourth density wanderers from your own planet. Those of you who have children know that these children are qualitatively different than the children that perhaps you knew as a child, or those children which have lived here in centuries past. These are children who are able to run third density energy and light and fourth density energy and light. Therefore, to them, the veil is much thinner, and the truth of love is much more obvious. So within these days when 2012 has come and gone, information such as is collected and offered for sharing by this group shall be increasingly helpful, because there will be far more interest in the spiritual as opposed to the religious. And those words which speak to the stewardship of the planet, as well as those words which speak of unconditional love and the oneness of all things, shall be as meat and drink to those who are searching for the way to be of maximum service at this time. Many and many are those who are incarnate at this time as fourth density wanderers from third density Earth. They have come back for the reason of stewardship to the planet, and within this next 5-year period, for the lightening of planet Earth and the maximization of the harvest of Earth. This is that which we see as a valuable service, and we are ready to offer our thoughts through instruments such as this one, not only until 2012, but as long as there are those entities upon planet Earth who are devoted to the restoration of the planet and to the healing of the nations. Shall you in one fine strong moment be able to change the face of the earth? Naturally, it is extremely unlikely. It is likely that those who are polarizing towards negative graduation, shall continue to hog the news, the headlines, and the avenues of power on this planet. And yet, the vast majority of the population of planet Earth lives without regard to those avenues of power, looking for truth, justice, liberty, beauty, and all the fourth density values within the humble pages of a humbly lived life. And it is precisely within those humble pages, within those humble lives, that your service lies at this time as a channel. For to those who are seeking, it is a great blessing to find material that speaks directly to that which is on the hearts of those who are seeking. We do not pretend to think we hit the mark all the time with that which we have to offer through instruments such as this one. However, we devote our entire energy to the attempt, and we thank each of you who wishes to aid us in bringing through these words of love, light, compassion, beauty, peace, and power. Many institutions may fall by the way as various inconveniences continue to occur among your people. That which shall not fall away is the love and the light of the one infinite creator. And while there is this wonderful tool of what this instrument calls the internet, while it is possible to make things globally available, this is the golden time for materials such as this to be developed and shared. Is there a follow-up to this query before we ask for another question? We are those of Akul.
Corey, you spoke about the date of 2012 not being asked for a specific piece of information. Did this not violate the law of free will?
We are sorry, my brother, but this instrument is having trouble hearing. We are those of Kuo and would request that you repeat your query.
With respect to the date of 2012, knowing this specific information on the date of harvest, would this not violate the law of free will?
We are those of Kuo and believe we understand your query, my brother. Were there to be no other source of information concerning this date, there might indeed be a concern on our parts as to offering such information as the precise date of the turning of the wheel for your planet from third density to fourth. However, as it happens, the long-standing and widely respected a work of astrologers upon your planet has for many of your centuries offered this date as that in which one age, the age of Pisces, turns to another age, the age of Aquarius. There is also, as you are aware in this group, for you have discussed it, the calendar of the Mayans, which also points to this date as the time when the central sun lines up in just a certain way with planet Earth and the sun, so that there starts a new day at that time and the old one is ended. Further than that, there are other sources which have targeted this particular time as that time at which there is a shift in consciousness. Therefore, we have long confirmed the suppositions of those who came to us and questioned us as to the centrality of this date. May we answer you further, my brother?
No, thank you very much for sending my love. Thank you.
We thank you, my brother. Is there any other follow-up to this query before we move on to another question? We are those of Kuo.
I have a possible follow-up to that. You say that 2012 there will be a shift of consciousness, and that will correlate with the 100 monkey theory. So what the planetary consciousness comes to, will that depend upon the consciousness of the wanderers who are on this planet and where they are on a conscious level? Will that be where the population goes to when they shift their consciousness?
We are those of Kuo, and believe we understand your query, my sister. There is a certain amount of confusion, and we are apologetic that we have caused confusion. Let us see if we can untangle two different strains of thought. When we referred to the tipping point and the 100th monkey effect, we were not referring to 2012. We were referring to the natural spread or infection, if you will, of the planetary population with what this instrument would call a new paradigm, a paradigm of unity and love, a paradigm of peace. This new paradigm is completely outside the box, shall we say, of the culture that exists upon a part of your planet at this time, that is the part of the planet that is, as this instrument would say, civilized, although that term could be questioned. The role of the wanderers in these latter days, beginning perhaps 50 years ago now and coming to this present moment, has been to accelerate the speed at which the consciousness of planet Earth was lightened and was lifted from the darkness of oppressive and repressive thinking, which focused upon early third density behavior such as defense and aggression when resources were considered desirable. The new paradigm is that which in which entities share and share alike, in which entities love each other, become harmonious with each other, and create one world of peace and prosperity, that kind of prosperity that does not create huge differences in estate, but rather tends toward that happy situation of there being enough of the resources that are needed for all entities. It is not that this new paradigm can be put into effect and a new fourth density planet be created in third density. That is not what we are saying. What we are saying is that in third density, the focus in terms of the purpose of third density is upon each emerging self-aware spirit or soul, becoming able to make a free will choice through faith alone between the polarity of service to others and the polarity of service to self. The role of the wanderers then has been to bravely and courageously dare to enter into third density incarnation, to come through the veil of forgetting, and then to count on their own awakening in time for them to join the lightning of planet Earth in terms of where they put their energy and their love. Many are those wanderers who have waited until late to awaken. And so as each wanderer does awaken, it makes it ever more possible for other wanderers to awaken. And as the great bulk of wanderers begin to awaken, that makes it possible for the planetary population as a whole to awaken. So there really is a tipping point within the tipping point in terms of the awakening of the planet to love itself. May we answer you further, my sister?
Now that was great. Thank you.
We thank you, my sister. My brother, you offered the suggestion at the beginning of your query that there was a second query. May we ask for that now? We are those of Ghoul.
We're wondering just exactly what are we doing here? It seems to many people who have awakened that we're just trying to get out of a bad situation, get out of a prison, go someplace else. Isn't there something more that we're doing here in this third density than just trying to escape?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. It is very humorous to us that you would describe the planet of your choice as a prison, because each and every one of you in this room and each and every person upon your planet that is alive at this time fought tooth and nail, as it were, to get into line, to have a body and come here at this time. When one is not within the incredibly intense atmosphere of planet Earth in extremely late third density, it looks like the best party in town. There is a unique opportunity that you have here in third density to make rapid changes in the balance between love, wisdom, and power. And so many, many wanderers have come here with the desire to serve the planet secondary to their desire to alter the balance within their own deeper natures. Now, this begs the question of why the planet is indeed such an intensely vivid density, or why third density on this planet is so vivid. And in order to answer that query, we must take a step back and look at the sweep of the octave of creation which you are now a part of. This and every octave begins and ends in the Godhead principle of intelligent infinity, resting, utterly asleep in the oneness of all. The vibration of love is all that there is, and yet it is not known to itself, for it is resting. Just as your heart, for one instant between each heartbeat is at rest. So is the Creator's heart at rest between creations, or should we say, between octaves. At the beginning of the octave, of which you are a part, the creation was resting in timelessness and spacelessness. By the agency of the first distortion of the law of one, free will, the Creator decided once again to know itself. And so it became potentiated into a thought. And that thought was full of the characteristic of the Creator, which is unconditional love. The creation itself dwells in a state of ecstasy, much like your sexual orgasm. Yet there is no vector to this ecstasy. It is an ecstasy that rests completely. So this first distortion of free will caused the Creator to form a potentiated version of itself, that which could act. And that was the one great original thought of love. And love in its turn created light and sent it forth to manifest the creation in all of its stupendously infinite illusions and systems of illusion. And so your solar system and your planet and you yourself were created. In the Binal of first density, timelessness began to come into time and space. The vibrations that were in chaos began to organize into roughly circular or elliptical forms, creating the coalescing suns, which in turn threw off material that coalesced into planets. And so the creation of the Father was born and was a part of first density. Later in first density came the organization of this coalescing mass that you could call a planet into earth and water, so that the elements might have distinct places and habitations. Within second density, then, the creation further developed the energies developed from that which had no movement, such as rocks and water and so forth, which may be moved but have no voluntary or independent movement of their own, into life forms which had movement. This movement naturally was that movement towards the light and the love of the one infinite Creator, that which calls all things at all times. Yet these animals and plants that were second density had no sense of themselves. They had no veil. That is, they knew all that there was to know. They knew that they were one with everything. They knew that their destiny lay in harmony and cooperation. Yet, other than turning to the light and seeking sources of light. Second density entities did not experience that self-awareness that makes people self-conscious or question their motives or their emotions. If you have known second density entities, such as your pets, you know that they do not question what is occurring to them, but rather adapt to it. Third density is that density which begins the path back to the one infinite creator. It is the precursor of all that is to come from fourth density through seventh density. It is a bright, brief, intense density compared to all the others, which take millions of years to complete. In contrast, third density on this planet is designed to last only 75,000 years. It is a period that is long enough for those entities who have come into incarnation at the beginning of the cycle of third density to have time and experience to build their intelligence, their information, to the point where they realize by faith alone that there is more than simply battling for that which is available and then dying. It is that time in which entities may choose the manner of their further progress. There are many hints that are built into third density life. Your physical form is created in such a way that you need other people and you must interact with other people in order for the species to perpetuate. You must form relationships with other entities. And so the hints concerning service to self versus service to others are built into the human being's very nature, both physical, mental, and emotional. And so as entities begin to lift themselves up from total immersion in the business of survival, they can begin to see that there is a way to live which they prefer. And so they begin to choose to live in love and in harmony with nature and with the Creator. Again, it is part of the human instinct to seek for the Creator. Part of what makes a third density entity who he is that instinct to seek for the Creator of his living and to give him thanks and praise. And so you will not find populations or races or tribes of humankind, no matter how remote or undeveloped according to the earmarks of civilization, that do not have what you would call spirituality or religion as part and parcel of their society. So, you have a school of souls. It is not a school that pushes entities to make decisions or that makes them at all obvious. Rather, it is a rich environment in terms of potential for choices. And as each choice is approached, there are hints from the positive polarity that a choice for love and service to others is a good choice. There are also correspondingly hints from the dark and shadow side of service to self that service to self is a good idea. Indeed, in fourth density, there is what they call in your literature the war in heaven of those fourth density entities who in early fourth density have not yet learned to put down the sword and still feel the need to do battle, the forces of light against the forces of darkness. So there is a theme underlying much of the deepest parts of the human spirit, which include those thematic notes of struggle and adversity where the good and the evil, the positive, the good and the evil, the positive and the negative are continually in dynamic opposition to each other, offering to the entity behind the veil hint after hint after hint of the nature of the choice that is before each human being. Each of you has long since awakened. Those in this circle are ready to work beyond the simple making of the choice the first time. Each of you has made that choice. The cornerstone of your life's work has been laid. And yet, you are still behind this veil of forgetting. You cannot know what others are thinking. You cannot sense or see for sure how rich the unseen realms are in those who would help you and those who love you and those who wish only to be of service to you as you make your choice. Oftentimes, entities who are waking up feel terribly isolated and alone. This is not, in fact, the case because of the enormous amount of unseen help that each entity has. Yet, in terms of that which is plain to the sight of the physical eyes, it is indeed so that many, many entities are very isolated and must make their choices in isolation and without the comfort and comradeship of groups of like-minded people. And so you find groups such as this being very helpful as those centers which are available for gatherings such as this one, where entities may find many other compatible entities with whom to talk, that they may find ways to encourage each other and love each other and bring each other home. The beauty of this density is, in a way, its very sharpness of suffering and difficulty. For the extremely harsh conditions create ways in which one may change one's polarity or emphasize one's polarity very quickly, indeed almost instantaneously. You may do in 50 years or 20 years or even 5 years that which it would take us a million years to do because of the fact that we see the whole picture. We understand all that there is to understand in terms of the Creator's plan for us. Therefore, it is an open book test. And that which we learn in painfully slow increments, gradually refining and refining again our choice. You are making that choice. So the energies of your density may well seem very, very difficult. Not so much that of a prison as of a testing field or a fiery furnace that is, it is called in your Old Testament of your Holy Bible. By faith alone, is it allowable to know the truth in this density? You hold in your hands the keys of unknowing. There were several during this weekend that said, it's not the questions. We correct this instrument. It's not the answers that matter. It's the questions. And my friends, we could not agree more. The answers do not lie within this density. It is the questions that lie within this density. We can offer you the answer that we know to offer you, and that answer is love. 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 Yet how you shall realize that love in your life is completely up to you and your faculties of faith and will. And we wish you every good fortune in persevering until you have managed to find all possible love and light within your heart and within your environment, knowing that that which is in your heart is that which paints the colors of your environment. Is there a follow-up to this query before we ask for further queries? We are those of Mukul.
You alluded that the Creator has come to know itself many times. This time being around being the original thought that the Creator came to know itself by was that of unconditional love. When the Creator comes to know itself once again, is there a different original thought each time?
We are those of Akuo, and we are aware of your query, my sister. The fullness of the one infinite Creator, when the journey of the densities has been completed to the end of the octave and the heart beats once more, is succeeded by a fuller fullness, for it has borne the harvest of that which was given to the infinite Creator by each of you as the harvest of your self-knowledge. Much has been said about the human being the top of the evolutionary ladder, so that it is eat and be eaten up until the human, and the human has no enemy but itself. Yet that is not true, for the Creator eats your self-knowledge, your experiences, your feelings, and your emotions, and learns more and more about itself from each unique spark of the creation as that spark is collected back to the Godhead principle. Consequently, each new creation is fuller than the last, and each logos is fuller than the last, yet all logoi are alike, made of unconditional love. May we answer you further, my sister.
I believe I understand that. I would like to ask another question. Why do we need the veil of forgetting to make the harvest quicker if outside of this illusion time is meaningless? What does quicker mean? Why do we need to be quicker?
We are those of Ukuo and are aware of your query, my sister. It is not that the third density entity needs to be quicker, my sister, but that in order for an entity to make a free will choice of polarity, it is necessary for it to be made by faith alone. If all of the answers to your questions are obvious, then there is no weight in the choice that you make. And therefore, the evolution of mind, body, and spirit shall be greatly retarded. The relative quickness of third density is not a feature in terms of quickness. It is a feature in terms of they're not needing normally to be a longer period of time-space illusion than 75,000 years in order for entities to comfortably wake up, make their choices, and persist in their choices until they are of a polarity that is able to graduate. And may we answer you further, my sister?
That was a very good answer. Thank you. I'll pass my questioning on to someone else.
We thank you, my sister. Is there any other follow-up to this query, or shall we move on to other queries? We are those of Kuo.
If I might ask one I believe might be relevant to this discussion, because it has to do with creation and this octave. If God or the infinite creator is all things, positive and negative, why is there a mandate that all six density negative entities must convert to positive in order to advance in their evolutionary processes and move into foreverness?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. The nature of the negative path determines its limits, my brother. For the negative polarity is the path of that which is not. The heart of the negative polarity is a lie. That lie is separation. The negative polarity is based upon skipping the development of the heart chakra and developing the ability to use the gateway to intelligent infinity without the use of the heart. This is possible and acceptable to the one infinite creator. Yet the creation is as it is. All is indeed one. Therefore, the path of positive polarity is the path of that which is. The path of that which is not has its ending, quite naturally, in the density of unity. Entities who have denied that they and their brothers are one are able to work with fourth density light without releasing this supposition. They are able to work with fifth density light without releasing this supposition. They are able to continue to grow and continue to develop throughout the densities of love and wisdom by assuming that the love is of themselves and of the Creator, and the wisdom is their wisdom and the Creator's. They can still maintain their separateness from other entities. However, sixth density is the density of unity. And it is glaringly obvious as the negative entity moves into sixth density that it is approaching a brick wall. It cannot advance any further. It is the nature of energy to change. It is not the nature of energy to stop. Consequently, there is pressure upon the negatively oriented entity to continue to evolve. And yet, it cannot evolve and still hold on to the belief that they are separate from their brothers. Consequently, just as a convert to Christianity goes from being a hardened sinner in the terms that this instrument would use to being the most fervent convert, so the negatively oriented entity at one moment of realization switches polarity and becomes the most fervent follower of the truth that all is one. It is an inevitable reaction to the impossibility of further advancement without making that tremendous change. May we answer you further, my brother?
Well, yes, a follow-up to that then would be when the Bible, it says that, quote, there will always be wars and rumors of wars. Would that be then the limitation to that statement? Because once there is unity and latter sixth density, then there can be no more opposition because all is recognized as one. But there will be in the densities from third through mid-sixth, this would be a reality or a truth, that there is going to be positive and negative interaction. But after that, then wars, then at least for this octave, would cease. There would be peace and unity in this latter sixth and seventh density.
We are those of Ukuo and are aware of your query, my brother. Indeed, it is even more limited than that. Your Holy Bible is an artifact of third density and is useful only in looking at third density existence, although it attempts to project into heaven worlds and worlds of hell, so-called. It cannot do so, for it has only the third density stuff with which to work. Consequently, it is true in terms of third density that there shall always be the dynamic opposition of light and dark, negative and positive, and so forth. The choice always is betwixt the harmonization of these opposites and the war of these opposites. The early fourth density, as we said before, often continues to cling to notions that it inherited from its third density self. And so there is a gradual releasing of this constant feeling of war and struggle, not at the end of third density, but as one moves into the second of seven sub-densities of fourth density. However, this truth of the constancy of conflict is local to your density, my brother. We would at this time ask for one final query as the energy begins to wane for this instrument. Is there a final query at this time? We are those of Akul.
I have a query. A much beloved pastime of mine is doing family history research. And as I learn about the lives of my ancestors, about their joys and their sorrows, their acts of bravery, and their failings and shortcomings, I have love for them, even though they may have lived 200 years ago and I never met them. And so I see the benefit from this for me in that I have had a heart opening. And my query is, in doing this research, am I in any way serving those ancestors of mine now in spirit?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my sister. It may be said that any time a heart opens, the entire creation sings. And in that way, you are being of help to your ancestors as you grow to know and love them. But in the main, we would say that the advantage of your opening your heart is to your own spiritual maturation and the acceleration of the pace of your own spiritual development. May we answer you further, my sister?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
We thank you, my sister, and we thank you all and are indeed very apologetic and sad that we must make an end to our discussion for now. If we had our way, we would stay and talk until the evening lengthens and the shadows take over to bring on night, for we have so much enjoyment of your company and so much of a feeling of being useful as we are able to converse with you. It is a great blessing to us that you have called us to your circle, and we look forward to any time in the future that we may once again tabernacle together in the shadows of the Most High. We leave this instrument and this group, as always, in the love and in the light of the One Infinite Creator. We are known to you as the principle of Ukuo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai, Vasu, Barakas. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the One Infinite Creator, let us place in it our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. I especially pray for this group and for all in it, that we may go from strength to strength and come back together in the spring and hug each other a lot. The image goes up. Let the rains fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.